So, hello everyone. Welcome back to the Sean Show. I know it's been a fat minute to say the least. Everyone's been wondering, you know, where you been? Where you been at? It's been almost a year now where you're not producing anything, for which I have to tell you, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, sweetheart. So, I figured, you know, it's been a minute. You know, and in a year, a lot has happened, and, you know, I'll just give you a current state of mind. You know, I just went to IKEA, 40-minute drive away, butt crack of the day, noon, in stock, they say, the Ranarp, or I don't know how you say it in Swedish, Ranarp lamp. You know, I've been wanting it. They didn't have it at the closest location. I checked the IKEA Montreal site. It said they had two in stock. But guess what? I pull up. No damn Ranarp lamps. And got me feeling some type of way. And I kind of went full on Karen mode and asked to see the manager, you know. And my guy Jack over here was very nice. Covering two departments. Single dad. Divorcee. You know, I really felt for the guy. And, you know, by the way, I'm on the road coming back after this upset loss. So if you hear the sirens, you know, Montreal's the hood. We're driving past the hood. So, you know, that is why you hear sirens. And so, yeah, there was no lamps. It said there was two in stock, but there was none. I was kind of really mad about it. And then they said it'll be back in stock on the 12th. You'll be getting 25 of them. And, I mean, it's the 9th today, September 9th. And I guess September 12th is not bad. We're in online school, so what else would I be doing? Besides staying at home and, I guess, pushing the boundaries of my education. And talk about waiting lines in IKEA. What was that about? It was 200 people in the line. What? I didn't know they had that many people. It's like the middle of a Wednesday. Do people have jobs and stuff? Like, come on now. Anyways, I thought I'd update you on my life since everyone... We don't have any guests today. The Sean Show took quite the hiatus. So I figured we'd update you on the interesting things that has happened in my, I guess, last year of my life. Since we last spoke with the youngings, the utes, as the Toronto men may say. And, yeah, we don't have them on today. We'll try to get them on later on this month. Because the Sean Show really had all our fans, all 7.5 fans were really missing our show. So, yeah, that's kind of my current state of mind. I'm really mad about my IKEA. I didn't end up with an IKEA haul that I could have gave you all. Yeah. So I started school yesterday. Quite the interesting experience. I'm really enjoying my classes. I have, like, I'm going to be an astronaut. I took astronomy as an elective. I don't know what that's about, but I did take it. But what's really I don't get about online school is why on earth... is breakout room intros a thing in university? I really don't understand that. I'm going through a tunnel, so I hope you can hear me, but I really don't understand these intros. Like, I'm not in elementary school anymore. So we have to intro ourselves. We have to say our name, our specialization, like our program, as well as what we're looking forward to this semester. So the teacher puts us in breakout rooms, and I don't like these breakout rooms. I'll be honest with you. I don't get them. And I got one of my boys, and so I'm like, okay, this can be nice. 12 minutes. And then there's this random woman or girl. I don't know what she is. Guys, gals, non-binary pals. I don't know what she went by. I'm pretty sure it was a girl, but... So I say my part... I say, you know, my name's Sean. I'm in kinesiology, clinical exercise, physiology. Kind of a mouthful. And what I'm looking forward to this semester is really getting into stews. You know? Really spice it up a little. Because no one really cares about what you're saying. And my friend goes, and then it's this girl's turn, right? And she has the audacity to say, you know, my name's blah, blah, blah. I'm in blah, blah, blah. What am I looking forward to this semester, you may ask? It's finding a guy who's into religious women. You know, I was kind of confused by that statement. So I look at my friend through the Zoom call, of course. So she thinks I'm looking at her. And I'm just like, is this girl for real? There's 6 minutes left. And this is how we're going to... This is how it's going to end off. Just us awkwardly staring at each other after this awkward statement. So in efforts to try to, I guess, lighten the mood, it was just awkward. So I, you know, I said the first thing that came to mind and... You know, I responded saying, you know, I never have a problem with a girl who knows how to get down on her knees. Now, whoa, whoa, whoa. Listen up. Get your head out of the gutter, John B. You know, most religions require the kneeling. And it's a sign of respect. So, you know, anyways, I guess she didn't appreciate the statement. I mean, she blushed, yeah. My friend truly did. He loved the efforts. But anyways, yeah, that was my first day of school. What has happened in the past year, you may ask? By the way, if you're just tuning in, if you're one of those 7.5 fans I got, and you didn't hear earlier, I'm on my way back home from IKEA after that. I'm still kind of mad about it. I don't know what I'm going to do to lighten up the mood. Maybe get a nice coffee, because that always... That always helps stuff, but yeah, I'm still kind of digesting that big loss, the Swedish furniture shop. What has happened? I mean, I turned 20. I'm no longer a teenager. I can no longer get off the fact that I've done decent things during my teenage years, and now I'm an adult, and I have to do adult things, I think. And now it's just a norm to do what I do. So what happened? I went to Abu Dhabi. I brought my Dean of Science of Dawson College. Shout out to my... Well, this is the Dean of Science. Wilson Wong is an absolute beauty. He's my ride or die. And, yeah, that was an interesting experience. All my Abu Dhabi people who were there at the international, the largest non-competitive science fair, international science fair competition in Abu Dhabi. Crazy trip. You know, I was really thinking twice about it because I didn't know anyone going on, you know, from the three projects I were selected from Quebec. I'll be honest with you. And none of my boys were there. But then, anyways, long story short, science fair drama. I get some people that I know going. But my guy Wilson Wong, my chaperone, is a 19-year-old. I still need a chaperone. We got massages. He snuck me into a nightclub in our hotel. It was pretty nice. We rode camels together. We went sand surfing. Honestly, I was living every health science student's dream at Dawson College. Really getting on good grounds with this man. I knew him since I was in grade 8. Not even grade 7, I knew this man. He's a beauty. All love to Wilson if you're listening. So yeah, that was an interesting time. I presented my research at Harvard University. I know, very impressive work. My research, if you don't know what it is about frogs who have Alzheimer's disease, and I found a way to zap the Alzheimer's out of them. Very incredible research being done here out of Montreal in frog dementia. It's a really big problem. They don't know where they left their kids. What else happened? Oh my god. I know that person. Okay. We're on the bridge. The Pont Champlain. Champlain Bridge. If you know your Montreal geography. Has some pretty sick lights going on. What else happened? Oh my god. I was selected to represent Canada as one of three projects at the Taiwan International Science Fair. That was quite the experience. That was last February. COVID prime central over there. And Can we just take a minute to appreciate Denver? To all my... If you're listening to this, Brendan. Brendan's my guy. He was also Team Canada. Brilliant dude. Smartest man I know today. At Stanford. Go show some love to Brendan. So we had a layover in Denver for 16 hours. And my Lord. What a useless city. I don't know if it's the elevation. The 66,000 feet elevation. Don't ask me. I think that's factual. Google, fact check me. I'm pretty sure I'm right. But that was ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous city. I don't know what happened there. Our driver was like, we I don't even know. I still can't comprehend what happened down in Denver. We went there. We had the shuttle leaving our hotel at 5 a.m. to the airport. And I give her... She's loading up the van shuttle, whatever it is, the driver, and she's in her late 20s, early 30s. It sense like I give her my project holder, my posters, and it's a I don't know, a project holder, a bullet. I don't know what y'all call it wherever you're from, you're listening in from. But it drops as she and it completely like it falls out of the car, and she's like, oh, I'm so sorry about that. I'm on shrooms. And, you know, I thought this was a joke. But, nah, she was, like, full-on dead serious about... She's like, yeah. And you can tell she was kind of off. Her pupils were kind of dilated and whatnot. And so, yeah, that was kind of interesting. I didn't know if I appreciated that. So that was my first experience of Denver. Everyone there seems to be geologists or scientists. Also, the person in the van was a prof at Harvard who does research on rocks. Makes sense she was in Denver. We also had these crazy tracksuits. I ain't gonna lie, they were pretty fire. And everyone asked us, you know, if I can let you in on one secret in science fair. When you have your uniform, everyone thinks you're on a sports team when you have a whole damn tracksuit. Pants, jacket, shirt, shorts, you name it. We got it, Team Canada. And so, yeah, everyone would ask us, you know, what sport do we play in the at the airports and whatnot. And it's kind of awkward saying, you know, I don't play a sport. I do science fairs. Doesn't sound as cool. So the coolest thing I could think of is that we're a curling team. We're only three people, but they didn't have to know that. So yeah, we were on a curling team apparently for the whole trip. Taiwan, beautiful country. Taipei, even more of a beautiful city. We had some crazy, incredible people. We met Alan, Avi. Bro, if you're listening to this, I miss y'all. Y'all were goated. They showed us around Taipei. Whether it was, that was an incredible trip. And the people there, Team Canada, everyone was lovely. What did we do? We went on hikes. We met these absolutely ripped and jacked elderly people on the top of a mountain. It looked like Kung Fu Panda. They were just doing some crazy exercises on top of this mountain. There's badminton courts and temples all over this hill. Like, this is like a ginormous hill. Mountain, and there's just badminton courts and temples galore, and karaoke was going on. They're pretty impressive. And yeah, that was a crazy trip. Fun fact, not to toot my horn over here, but you know, during judging, this was unlike many other sciences. We're only presented once during judging to three judges. One of them fell asleep, sitting down. So, y'all already know, I definitely thought I wasn't going to win. I dressed like a buffoon, to say the least. I wore a crazy From Winners blazer. It was of, had moose on it. And the moose were painted with the Canadian flag. And I there was moose all over this jacket. And I was a nice white tee from RW & Co. and a Calvin Klein red kind of plaid tie. Absolute goated fit. to say the least. And anyways, Vice President of Taiwan pulls up to the stage to give the best overall project. You already know my judge falling asleep is not a good sign or indicator of me winning such award. So anyways, long story short, I end up winning, having to go up on the stage. Prime COVID time over there. Not allowed to shake hands. So, you know, I give the awkward bow. And so that happened. And then you know when you go on for a, you know when you go in for a picture and you're posing with someone and you put your arm around their back kind of thing. So I did that, right? And this is the Vice President of Taiwan, keep in mind. So I didn't know, did I have to like kiss his shoe or whatnot? But he had like so many security guards like all around this auditorium. Like there's hundreds of people in this auditorium, and his 12 or whatnot security guards are along the sides of this auditorium while he's on stage. And so I'm taking this picture with him giving me this gigantic glass protruding organ looking object, aka a pretty nice awkward looking trophy, but that's to say the least. And I have my arm around his back, and so the photo's done, and I go to pick up on the other side. Like, he's on my right side, keep in mind you. I'm looking out to the audience, and he's on my right side. My right arm's around his back, not really touching him, but, you know, like, if you're doing a picture with a girl and you don't want to catch a case, you do, like, the pretend that you know what I'm talking, all the real ones know. So I go under, like, I try to pull my arm back to go to my natural stature, the anatomical position, right? And as I do it, I accidentally brisk his left buttocks, his left butt cheek. And, you know, he kind of gave me a weird look. I didn't know if he was kind of into it or if he was, like, giving a look to his security guard to come tackle me. But, you know, in the past year, I must say, forget winning that 55K in giant glass, whatever it was, looking object. Touching the left butt cheek of the Vice President of Taiwan has to be up there, I must say. Yeah, that happened. And then I was also, what else will happen? I was named a global team leader, named by the We Are Family Foundation. Absolutely amazing organization. I suggest you look at the amazing work they're doing. An incredible team. I love them all. So I met 33 other, or 32 amazing other global team leaders, also known aka GTLs, all over the world. Absolutely amazing people. Maybe I'd have them on the Sean Show. Let me know in the comments, please, all the seven of you. Seven and a half of you, sorry. Can't forget the half person. Yeah, maybe we can have them on. I really don't know the direction of this Sean Show. Started off as a joke, but we've actually had a few thousand views on these episodes. So, you know, with all the insanity of my life and the interesting trips and whatnot, I was really thinking of starting a YouTube channel. You know, we can have some serious productivity kind of vlogs, have guests on, you know, the whole shabazz. Maybe the vlogs, get some vlogs going on these trips. We have a few trips planned if COVID doesn't ruin such plans. You know, this summer was going to be big, but, you know, life happened. Life went on pause. And so, yeah, maybe we can do that. But yeah, let me know who you'd want as a guest on the Sean Show. If you, a fan, has any interesting to say on the Sean Show, message me, DM me. We'll get this going. I mean, online school, gotta make a lot of people at home have nothing to do. The Sean Show is a very good alternative. A non-pharmacological preventative measure against COVID boredom, I must say. So, yeah. So, I don't know how long this has been. It's been my whole ride from IKEA to my lovely abode. So, yeah, that was the update on my life and my IKEA rant. If I don't get my damn lamp, my Ranarp lamp, on Sunday or Saturday, the 12th, whatever that day is, I will riot. I will riot 100%. So yeah, thank you for listening to the Sean Show. Please let me know potential guests, potential topics you would like discussed on this very confusing podcast series. And yeah, I mean, it was amazing talking to you all, or to say the least, have you listen to me. I greatly appreciate your support. I'm parking my car currently. And yeah, so let me know. Lovely speaking to you all. All peace, love, and prosper. And I know it was a 21-minute vlog. It felt like 21 minutes, 23 seconds around, I think. Don't ask me how I know that. But yeah, that was the update on my life. Hope you enjoyed. And yeah, I think I need a good signature. If you can let me know a good signature, for, like how I would leave the closing statements be, please let me know. I also need that. So yeah, love y'all. Don't die. Take care.